Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 188, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. And make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay, and in their own folly disgraced. And what follows? Psalter 188, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Job 23. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, and nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, and nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Job 23. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to a seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered from forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is of one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. We hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was still in the Lethbridge Hospital, Mr. and Mrs. Moritz and Aline Riedijk, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl, Mr. John Van Gardera, who hopes to remember his 72nd birthday, and Mr. Timon Van Dijvera, his 77th birthday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Most merciful, ever faithful, and ever good-doing God, then thou hast given many reasons that we may declare those precious things, where another week has quickly run its course. Thou hast graciously watched over each and every one of us, has not taken one away by the cold hand of death. Thou hast granted many a blessings the solemnest of old has declared that they could not be numbered, and so it is with us and our children. And then for another week thou hast made a difference where there is no difference, because we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Great multitudes have been ushered into eternity. Their lot has been forever cast, and we may still have a place upon the earth in the day of grace and in the day of salvation. And that all for a sinful and an unworthy people. May there have come up such a people in this morning hour, and may there have been a few soft hearts where we have heard that Job, in the midst of his bitter afflictions, which thou hast laid upon him, that he could testify, for God hath maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. Lord, when we have come up to thy house with a hard heart, an unfeeling heart, may it please thee then to grant it that it may become soft, and that by the first time, but also by renewal. And then in the past week, then thou wast not only spared all of our lives, but then thou wast also given life. Thou wast gladdened and blessed the family circle of father and mother by renewal in their married life, with the birth of a little daughter. Wilt thou grant a humble and a broken heart? May the prayers be multiplied, that it may be a little child for thee, to be given to experience that second birth, to be born by the Spirit. Wilt thou so remember those parents, an increased blessing, an increased responsibility? Wilt thou strengthen the mother, and wilt thou remember them? We commend unto thee the grandparents have also been gladdened by renewal when the tidings were heard to receive another grandchild. Wilt thou also remember them with their blessings, with their responsibilities? We commend unto thee all the family circles that are expecting a little one. Wilt thou graciously watch over the mother, the unborn, gladden in due time with thy deeds, and those that desire more children, we commend them unto thee. We remember all those that were called to go to the cemetery to bring a little child premature born, little children, older children. We commend them all unto thee, together with widowers and with widows. And may it be that out of that mourning, another mourning may be born. Lord, we humbly ask thee in this day, that it may please thee by thy Holy Spirit to crown thy holy word with thy richest blessing, that the unconverted may be converted by thee unto thee, uncover false foundations, and wilt thou remember thy Zion, oh, what is recorded in the Scriptures, that the Lord's day after the resurrection of thy dear Son, that thou wast visited thy church by renewal, and then a Thomas was present, Lord, perhaps a few Thomases in our midst, wilt thou then gladden with thy deeds, be a surprising God. It is so indispensable that thy children may be led into the priestly office of thy dear Son, and with the Thomas to behold the pierced hands and the pierced feet, and by the Spirit faith to believe, to embrace, and to confess, my Lord and my God, Lord, thou art the same yesterday, today, and forever. Be so a surprising God. Oh, may there have come up souls in this day, as we have heard out of thy holy word with the Job. Oh, that I might know where I might find him, that I might come even to a seat to order our cause. Oh, may there be souls that have a cause to lay before thee and are awaiting for thine answer. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to do it in thy house in this morning hour, Thou hast promised that thou lovest the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob, and where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Wilt thou so grant a rich blessing to thy church in this day? We commend unto thee our branch. Wilt thou remember and help the leaders and bless thy holy word? Wilt thou remember the many trials in our midst? The handicapped daughter remaineth in the hospital, the one day better, another day worse. Wilt thou continue to remember? We commend her unto thee for body and for soul, together with the family circle. We remember all those that are under the physician's care in special ways. Grant a place at thy footstool. Remember all those that need healing and strengthening. Remember the burdens, the crosses, the difficulties of the mind. We remember all of our elderly ones. And now, Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy help. It is a solemn matter to be thy mouthpiece. Wilt thou grant thy gracious help? May we be given to speak as a dying man to a dying people. May it please thee to go forth from bench to bench and from heart to heart and from dwelling to dwelling. Wilt thou take away everything that could be a hindrance? Thou knowest the daily cares, they can be so overwhelming, and they can be manifold. May we lay them all before thee, but may it be impressed upon all of our hearts. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his never dying soul? And thou hast exhorted to first seek the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto thee. And, Lord, thou knowest that it is thy work from the beginning to the end. Thou art the Alpha. Thou art also the Omega. May that grant courage for thy Zion, for a people which has experienced may believe that thou hast been the beginning, but so many riddles and so many questions. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 22, the three stanzas. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, thou God of grace? How long shall fears beset me while darkness hides thy face? And what follows? Psalter 22, the three stanzas. Thank you. with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Job 23 and thereof the verses 3 and 4. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to a seat. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Our text words speak, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Three thoughts in the first place. Job's anxious inquiry. Secondly, Job's firm resolution. And in the third place, Job's earnest pleading. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Job's anxious inquiry, Job's firm resolution, and Job's earnest pleading. Beloved congregation, our text words are taken out of the book of Job. And in that book, there are recorded profound matters, but also profound speeches. And oftentimes, then this book is read more often and receives more value and more meaning when it pleases the Lord to send trials and afflictions, and when he removes by the hand of death. In this book, the first two chapters, we read the history, Job, a man that feared the Lord, perfect, eschewed evil. And then on a certain day, four messengers have come with heavy tidings, and especially the fourth messenger. There are those that understand something of what Job has experienced, his 10 children ushered into eternity, and soon thereafter, he was smitten by boils. Then in the chapters 3 through 31, then we read of three cycles of speeches between Job. It was orderly. They have taken turns. Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. Then further in the chapters 32 through 37, a fourth friend was present, Elihu. He has begun to speak. And then in the chapters 38 through 41, then the Lord has spoken. And the Lord has especially spoken concerning creation and providence, that a Job may be given to behold the greatness of the Lord in all his attributes. And then in Job 42, the first six verses, then the Job was given to confess, I abhor myself in dust and ashes. And then the last part of that chapter, an epilogue. And now our text words, they speak of a Job given an answer to Eliphaz that a Job was given to seek that communion with the Lord. We must not understand it, boys and girls, when Job said, "Oh, that I know where I might find him," that Job did not know that the Lord, he knew that the Lord was everywhere present, but then a Job under the circumstances, because those three friends of Job, they have said, Job, they have stressed the justice of God. And then those three friends have said, Job, then it must be, it cannot be different, that there is a special sin in your life, that the Lord has afflicted you in such a measure, and that the Lord also chastens in his wisdom. Oh, those three friends, they were not afflicted like Job. And then also a Job, then in a certain sense, not a bowing under the sovereignty of God, although he could say, he had a clear conscience, we have heard it, a walking according to his commandments, and that was his delight. And now a Job had a desire that the Lord would come over and speak in a special way. Oh, Job has experienced much in Job 9, verse 2. How shall man be just with God? He was given to speak in that chapter in verse 33 of a daysman that would lay his hands upon both. And then in chapter 19, the verses 25 through 27, then he was given to soar upon the wings of faith. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that at the latter day he shall stand upon the earth. And though according to my body worms shall destroy my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Oh, what a precious confession of faith that a Job was given to proclaim. But yet a Job was troubled, and also with those friends that he was accused. They have said, Job, you must have kept too much of your riches for yourself, that you have not taken care of the poor and the widows. And then a Job was given to turn to God. But now our text words, that is not only the experience of Job, that was also the experience of the church after Good Friday. Oh, we have heard the past Lord's Day of those women. Oh, then what a precious testimony that the angels have given. I know that ye see Jesus whom was crucified. Can that also be said of us? Who and what are we seeking? Have we become a God seeker? Then our text shall be understood. When we become a God seeker, have we become a seeker of Jesus? And to seek someone, then we need to know such a one. Thus, concerning that question, has God become real? Has Jesus become necessary? Or must the Lord say of us, I know that ye are still seeking very diligently. People are not lazy. Seeking very diligently the welfare of the family circles, our daily bread, the timely things. but not a seeker of the Lord and not a seeker of Jesus. Oh, Job, oh, that I knew where I might find him. Was an O of need, an O of love, an O of faith, an O of urgency, an O of desire. Oh, in our text, oh, that I know where I might find him. That was the need of Job, that under all his trials, difficulties, perplexities, riddles, the mysterious way, that he could find that place where in a special way he could have a meeting with the Lord. Of course, in the time of Job, this believed to be in the time of Abram, then Job did not have the privilege every time by renewal to come up to God's house. At the time of Job, there was no tabernacle, no temple, never mentioned in this book, could not go up with the three feasts to behold the wonderful things of the Lord and where the Lord is promised in Exodus 25, verse 22, concerning the sanctuary that they would build. There I will meet and commune with thee. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. It was the exercises of the church after the resurrection. Oh, the first day, there were those, we have heard at the past Lord's Day, but the next Lord's Day, a Thomas, he was not in church on Sunday evening, boys and girls. Not that Thomas did not like to go to church. He loved the Lord. He loved his master, but it was so upside down in his life. And at Thomas, it is clear from the scriptures that oftentimes he saw things from the dark side, easily discouraged. But oh, then it has come in his heart, oh, that I knew where I might find him. And further, those disciples, when they were fishing on the Sea of Tiberias, how true our text, fished the whole night, caught nothing, if Jesus was only present. And now we read concerning that finding, that Job, he has searched diligently. Because we have heard it out of this chapter that he has exclaimed, behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. Thus for Job going forward, there were dark clouds, impossibilities, uncertainties, overwhelmed, many questions. And when faith is not an exercise, as boys and girls, we may compare faith as binoculars. When we look through binoculars, then it all comes closer by. But everything in the distance, and Job in this chapter, with everything that he has experienced, oh Job, Have you then not expressed, have you not confessed, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand in the latter day upon the earth, and that although worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Ah, Job, everything that he has experienced, then going forward, there was such a cloud. And what does Zion then do? Not wrong. When they cannot see their way forward, then they are given to look backward. And that is proper. That is profitable. Then they try to reflect and receive courage. But for Job, it is written, and backward, and I cannot see him. Are there souls that understand it? The riddles, questions, eternity before, our sins, our debt, and then given to go backward. That is good. Read in Zechariah 4 verse 10, not to despise the day of small things. And then they are going to go backward of a beginning, which they believe that the Lord is wrought. Their experiences, their godly sorrow, their repentance, their seeking, their tasting of the good things of the Lord, a word that the Lord has spoken to them, whether by a still small voice or very powerfully, when they were comforted, when they were encouraged, prayers answered, providential deliverances, going backward to be given to reflect. But at Job, all those matters, no solution. He could not continue to live and exist of matters experienced in the past. He needed the Lord. He needed a new meeting, that he may hear the voice of the Lord. And that is not a strange matter for the church. And there can be manifold reasons. Oh, the publican in the back of the temple, with his sin and with his debt, God be merciful to me, a sinner. A Job with his trials, David with his persecution. Think of Psalm 13. Four times, how long, O Lord? A backslidden bride, as I read in the Song of Solomon, chapter 5, laid on the bed of slothfulness. When the bridegroom has come and knocked on the door, she is not immediately opened. Concerning the trial of faith, I'll think of an Abram concerning the promised Isaac. Then what lively desires there were, a new meeting with the Lord, that it may be confirmed. For the child of God, as I read in Psalm 86 verse 17, another token of the Lord's favor. Lord, even the smallest token that thou knowest of me, that I am thine. Further, a desire for communion, a desire to be instructed, learn more of the things of the Lord and the mystery of salvation. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. That implies that there is something lost. And not only lost, but also missing. So boys and girls, we can lose something, and that we do not know we have lost it, then we shall not look for it. But when we find out that we have lost it, then we start looking. Maybe ask your father and mother, brothers and sisters, to help you look. And the more important it is, the more that we need it, the more diligent that our search shall be. And now in the life of the true child of God, that is in beginning, through their sins, that separation, but that is each time by renewal. And for the child of God, when they have experienced those precious times, those precious moments, those special meetings, then that missing is even more sorely felt. And now Job, in a great need, then he has said to his three friends, oh, that I knew where I might find him to come in a special and near presence, where I may tell the Lord everything, because that is the desire, oh, think, the exhortation concerning the dove. Oh, my dove that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance and hear thy voice, for thy voice is come and thy countenance is sweet. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Where do we find the Lord, boys and girls? Where do we now find the Lord? He's everywhere present. But where are those special places that we shall find the Lord? That is in the first place, in prayer at the throne of grace. In the second place, we find the Lord in his holy word. John 5, verse 39, search the scriptures, for they are they which testify of me, and in them ye think ye have eternal life. The third place, then the Lord has promised that he shall be found in his house. All for Thomas. When he has heard this true, he was so full of unbelief, so in darkness. But undoubtedly during the week he started to reflect, because the next Lord's Day he was in church, and undoubtedly was given to reflect upon a sin in remaining home, that he has missed the blessing. There was a church that was given to rejoice when they have beheld their beloved Master and Savior, be given to be to rejoice. Oh, do we not read in Luke 24, verse 45, that their understanding was open concerning the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, as they are written in the Scriptures? Are there any other places where the Lord is found? Oh, we see him in creation. Psalm 8, the verses 3 and 4. When I consider the heavens, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Lord is to be found. God's providence, Psalm 111, verse 2, the works of the Lord are great, sought out by those that have pleasured therein. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Has that now become our concern? Do we oftentimes think that are seeking and finding time that shall not continue forever? The Lord grants this precious time of grace that we may be given to seek and find him. The Lord still calls. The Lord still invites. Still proclaim that there is room in the sheepfold. But now in Job was not only talk, it was genuine, it was sincere. And therefore Job was added in our text. He has not only said, oh, that I knew where I might find him, but then he has added that I might come even to a seat. Thus Job had a purpose, a desire to come in the presence of the Lord, and therefore our second thought, Job's firm resolution. Oh, we have heard it the past week, that those women, and it is true, can be such discouragement and such unfathomable ways and such riddles that there can be those voices that they tell those seekers, it's all wrong, no purpose. You better give up, can be that voice, you are not a chosen one, that the devil says you have sought so earnestly, with many tears, you have hoped and you believed, but have not received the desire of your heart. Thus it is best to give up like a Thomas, but ah, the Lord. Read it in Revelation 1 concerning the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, that three times in that chapter, two times, the Alpha and the Omega, and the first, the beginning and the ending. Thus the Lord shall never forsake the work of his hands, and each time by renewal. Ah, then you find him as true seekers, given to seek early, as those women. And there was proof that it was real earnest in their life, that it was not just religious talk to be reformed, but that was very evident in their life. In the first place, early in the morning. Psalmist in Psalm 63, early will I seek thee. In the second place, the place where they were seeking, they have come the last place where they have seen their master. He was buried. Also profitable for the true child of God when they are given to reflect upon the last special meeting, the place, and also to examine the life of Job. The Lord was testing his faith, was in a sovereignty. But in the life of a child of God, then they do very well to examine very closely how it has been since the last meeting, and whether there are special reasons why the Lord has withdrawn himself, no longer his smile, but his frown. Thus, for those women, there was proof. Christ has said, you shall know them by their fruits. Those women, early in the morning, went to the tomb, and they had their spices to prove their sincerity. It is true, they had much to learn, but it was on account of that love, when we become a true seeker. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, then it shall become evident in our life. And to find the Lord, then we are also called upon to leave much behind, to forsake the world. Christ in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6, you cannot serve two masters. Not a halting upon two opinions. Oh, for a Job, it was utmost, it was most important under all the difficult circumstances that by renewal he may have a special meeting with the Lord. Thus it was a firm resolution. There can be many faint resolutions, many intentions, or do we not even come that far? Not even intentions. Under all the different circumstances of life, when we are sick, think of the past summer, also with the measles. Many have been very sick, especially some of the older ones, said they have never been that sick before. And how was it then? Were there then those intentions? Even some promises made that if the Lord would grant healing, that we would become more diligent in seeking. And when they have been made, what has become of it? Has it become different in our life? Because when we become a true seeker, then it shall become different. Or maybe the resolution for fathers and mothers, and it is a busy life. Surely there are times that mother thinks, in the midst of the family circle, if I now had a little more time to myself, a little more free time, then I could more diligently seek the Lord. fathers and husbands providing for their daily bread can be so overwhelming, if it was now less, then surely I would more diligently seek the Lord. Other than those times that we are given to seek and cry unto the Lord with our labors, also our overwhelming labors that He drive us to the throne of grace, that we need the Lord's help, but above all, His salvation for fathers and mothers. When my children become older, when they are married out of the house, then I will have more opportunity and more time to seek and to find the Lord. But alas, alas, it can be older and even the colder. And therefore the many exhortations in the scriptures to seek the Lord early. Our time is short. Eternity is approaching. But with the Job, not only a desire, but it was a firm resolution. Oh, think of Felix. Acts 24. When I have a more convenient season, I will call for thee. We read that I might come even to a seat. That refers to the Lord's throne. And how must the Job now come? From the Heidelberg Catechism, we have heard it from Lord's Day 45, the requisites of a true prayer. To come as an unworthy beggar. To come as a sinner. Also under trials, afflictions, and chastisement. Then the church learns what lives in their heart. Speaking unadvisably with their lips. To come with a deep reverence. To come pleading for mercy. That was also the only hope for Job. And Job has expressed it. In Job 9, verse 35-33, concerning that daysman that would lay his hands upon both. Oh, then a Job has declared with a finding he would come to a seat, and there he would have much to tell the Lord. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 12, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, rebuke me not in anger, chasten sore, I waste away. Pity my distress and hear me, Lord. How long wilt thou delay? And what follows? Psalter 12, the first three stanzas. Find him. A Job's anxious inquiry, a Job's firm resolution, and now thirdly, a Job's earnest pleading. Thus our text words, of course, after the resurrection, then it concerned the Lord Jesus Christ with his glorified body that has appeared unto his church by his appointment and at his time. In our text words, it concerns a hearing at the throne of grace and to experience the spirit of prayer and supplication, that freedom before the Lord. And then Job has declared, I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Congregation, when we read those words of Job, do we have special matters to lay before the Lord? A particular cases, it does not exclude the temporal trials and the temporal difficulties. But are there also things that we lay before the Lord concerning our souls? And now concerning that coming of the church, Andrew Gray, that young Scottish minister, then he has written in a certain sermon that oftentimes the church comes to the throne with their needs and with their troubles. They need to come by faith and also drawn by love. Then the Lord also has a people Think of Mary in John 12. That she has saved up her little bottle. That she has filled it with ointment. 300 days wages worth. And that she was waiting for the opportunity that she may anoint her master. Oh, a blessed portion for the church. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits bestowed upon me? Oh, to find a place that I may find him, to come to a seat and to pour out that love, to humbly rejoice and thank him for all his blessings, to come to that throne as a Jacob. He had to be reminded in Genesis 35 to pay his vow at Bethel. Oh, then for a Job to come with his trials, and concerning all the words of his friends that there was a special sin that he had not had compassion upon the poor and upon the widows. Ah, the true child of God, they have much to tell the Lord. They are given to tell him the burden of their sin, their great heavenly high debt, that separation that is so sorely felt, the need of the pardoning of their sins, and in the further leadings, that they may hear that assurance, Psalm 35, verse 3, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And then they are given to tell the Lord, oh, that holy warfare between that old and new man. Oh, they are given to tell the Lord, Lord, sometime it is so unfathomable and so mysterious concerning thy work. There are times when unbelief, ah, they are given to confess with that Father in Mark 9, verse 24, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Oh, they are given to tell the Lord concerning their trials and tribulations. Oh, for a Job, what a deep way. Oh, think of David when he was persecuted by Saul. Then it is pleased the Lord by the inspiration of the Spirit to give the precious gift of the books of the Psalms, where we are given to hear with a David finding the Lord coming to a seat, that he has poured out his heart, and that he has told the Lord that it was so difficult to be persecuted. Oh, for that waiting church, when it seems, oh, David has even said one day, I shall perish by the hand of Saul. Ah, then the church is given to tell the Lord, Lord, under those trials, and when thou hidest thy face, and when I have so many questions concerning salvation, when it at times seems to be so obscure, Lord, then it is so difficult to praise thee. Then I go so silently over the earth, and that has become my guilt. Oh, there are times when they are alone with the Lord that they are given to tell of their faith, of the good choice they have made, of the love they have experienced, the hope they have received. But there can be so many perplexities. Was it not so with the church after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there were still those closed doors? And then they are given to tell the Lord the exercises, oh, concerning the coming of his kingdom, and where the Lord's name is not glorified, it is so much blasphemed. Oh, what a blessed portion of a Job when the Lord grants it, that finding and that meeting with the Lord, that they may tell the Lord everything. And so we read, I would order my cause before him. There are words in our text, words that also refer to a tribunal concerning a judge and a judge speaking. It concerns a legal case. I would know, I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. Is that not bold language? The Spirit, he grants those times that the true child of God may receive that holy freedom and that holy boldness. Think of Jacob in Genesis 32. I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And now concerning their arguments, they are not based upon self. They have nothing to plead upon each time by renewal to confess that everything is sinned away, that it is ruined. But they may fill their mouth with arguments, with a holy boldness concerning what the Lord has written in his holy word. Oh, what a privilege for a child when he may be granted to plead upon a word, a promise that has been given. Psalm 119, verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant upon which thou wast give me to hope. Then further, fill my mouth with arguments concerning the Lord's attributes. What a help those attributes can be concerning the things of the Lord, that they are given to point the Lord, can even be that there are times that the true child is given to put his finger on the Bible and say, Lord, hast thou not spoken those words to my soul a certain time, a certain place? Oh, then such a one, then oftentimes they need to come to a seat with the desire that the Lord may confirm it by renewal, that they may hear the voice of the Lord. But now fill my mouth with arguments, Lord. Thou art just, but thy justice has been satisfied in thy beloved Son. We have heard it on Good Friday. Oh, then Christ, the Lamb of God, on the cross of Calvary, oh, that I knew where I might find him. And he has cried out with a loud voice, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And to that end, there may be an access. Read in Hebrews 13, verse 5, that he shall never forsake his church. Oh, fill my mouth with arguments concerning thy mercy, concerning thy wisdom, concerning thy power. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Was there real in the life of Job? Was not cold. It's true. Job still had to learn more before the child of God has so much to learn. So we read in Job 42, verse 6, I abhor myself in dust and ashes. But we read in this chapter the reality of the words of Job. And to fill our mouth with arguments, then there needs to be a free conscience. There's unrepented sin upon our conscience. Then the child will not have that freedom, will not have the arguments. Were there backsliding and unrepentant sins, when it is right at least, when they bow their knees and they ask for a hearing, then that sin shall rise up against them. But we have mentioned a Job concerning coming before the Lord. Then he has declared, his way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Does Job with a clear conscience? That does not mean that he was free. Oh, Job has experienced the way of trial and affliction, speaking unadvisably with his lips. Job have experienced deeply the infirmities of his flesh, but nevertheless, not walking in special sins without confession and repentance. And then further in this chapter, then in the verses 13 through 15, then Job was given to end in the sovereignty of the Lord. Clay at his footstool before the heavenly potter. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. That did not exclude his prayer. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with me. But then he could also add, was not cold, unfeeling. Oh, what a privilege, already a blessing. For God maketh my heart soft. It's already a blessing and a privilege. Not enough, but nevertheless, Job, when he was given to speak these words, was felt, was realized, was genuine, it was real. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, then by renewal congregation. We are still upon seeking and finding ground. That is the day of grace. That is the day of salvation. Have we begun, boys and girls? Have we begun to seek the Lord? young people made that good choice. And older ones, middle-aged ones, and older ones shall not be forever. We are traveling to a never-ending and an all-decisive eternity. We are still upon praying ground. May we be given to seek the Lord while he may be found. Because what solemn words are written in Proverbs 1, the verses 24 through 26. There it is written, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have said at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh, and therefore seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the blessed portion of Job. Under deep trials and afflictions, with that vehement desire by renewal to have that special meeting at thy throne of grace, to hear thy voice, to be instructed, comforted, encouraged, corrected. Lord, wilt thou grant it unto thy Zion. And may that last text out of Proverbs, may that be deeply impressed upon many hearts. Ah, Lord, could it be that it may be a text that there are those that cannot put it out of their mind, not out of their heart, and that it may be used by thy Spirit, that they may become true seekers. And, ah, Lord, this written in thy holy word, that true seekers, they shall become true finders. Ah, work it amongst us and our dear children. Watch over us in the Sabbath day. May we be given to keep it holy. Grant traveling mercies. And return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 382, the first four stanzas. Lord, thou hast searched me and dost know. Wherever I rest, wherever I go, thou knowest all that I have planned, and all my ways are in thy hand. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Willem Cornelis Slingelandt and Veronica Christine Brunn. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. And the Confession of Faith class hopes to meet with the consistory on Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 382, the first four stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.